Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back.
We're back.
Hey, fam.
It's been a minute. A lot been going on.
Yeah.
We've been through a lot, but, you know, we back. We ready.
Yeah. Just been through a lot. We both had death in the family that hit close for both of us. Then we had other stuff going on, too. So it's been a lot.
Yeah.
It's been a lot going on. But that's life, you know.
But we back, you know, we back at it. Ready to pop our shit, talk about some good things, bad things.
Well, I know you had in your feelings about parenting, you know, you want to talk about some parenting.
Yeah, man. I mean, for real. Ooh.
Yeah. You come back with a new look and forgot already.
Can't rub my face right now. But, let's get on this parenting, man. It's deeper than good parents and bad parents. But then you can be a person on the outside, because I look at a lot of parents like, not going to tell you what to do, bro. That'd be like, make your child weak. Damn. Me and my wife, we agree and disagree in the household. You know what I'm saying? Cause she got her way of, she disciplined and go about things. I got my way.
Well, and you know, we keep it 100 here. So, and part of my thing is, as a mother that was before we got married, you know, he really hates talking about my children, his children, because we look at it, all of them is our children. So. You know, but the children that I had prior, you know, is ways I was a single mom with them. So, you know, I had to do things single mom. And, you know, at being 100, you know, you wasn't with all your baby mamas. You know what I'm saying? You left, you know.
Wasn't my fault either. But I didn't marry him either. See, that's what you got to weigh. You got
now. I mean, not saying that, but it was just a thing of, you know, I had to do mine, and being a father that wasn't there with the mom, you didn't have to do that daily, you know, parenting. Being a father,
I think every woman I got with had
children before.
Damn near 5 or 6 damn church.
Now, I mean, granted, so you did. I mean, when you was with them, you did, but it's still different. You know what I'm saying? It's still. You know, because some people, not saying you, but some people do treat stepchildren or, you know, additional children, however they want to call them, they treat them a little different because they're not their own. You know, sometimes it's unintentional, unconsciously, that it happens. You know, I know for me, I always intentionally make an effort not to do that. You know, just like I always tell you, like, I don't have no favorites. I don't have no favorite between my children. I don't believe in having a favorite.
I don't have no favorite.
But you always say that.
I got some.
That's your favorite. That's your favorite.
Well, you do.
See, I don't though.
Yes, you do.
I don't. I have 6 biological children that I carried and pushed out or got cut out, whatever. But okay, my oldest, Tyshawn. That you always say that he's one of my favorites.
Tyshawn is.
But he's just the first and he's the oldest. So yes, certain things he already know, okay, if I tell him to clean up and tell him to do this and that, he knows to get up and do it, you know, because if not, this was gonna happen. He already know that was in him before I started having other ones. So it's just that type of thing. And then he needs other things, graduating first. He needed certain other stuff. So, and he's on a different level, you know, being older. That's it. Other than that, he's just my firstborn.
So you say.
See, but I mean, it's no different though. Cause even with Tasia, that's my oldest girl. And you know, that's me all day. The acting, how she is and everything, that's me all day. You know, but that's not my favorite. That's my baby girl. That's, you know, it's no different. That's my baby girl.
Yeah, right.
My little girly, you know. You know, but then I have, you know, my twins. I don't separate them. You know what I mean? It's my twins. They both special because they're my twins. They're the only set of twins I have. So they're special as well. But they're not my favorite. And then I have a boy twin and a girl twin.
We're going to bring them.
Then I got Miracle.
We're going to bring them.
My last girl.
We're going to bring them on the show next week.
No different than the rest. She's the baby girl. Then Quez, the last boy. Now you treat Quez different. But I treat all of them the same.
But see, I got my reasons. For, just like you just said.
Mm-hmm.
All my other children.
Mm-hmm. You wasn't there.
I wasn't there.
So, but it don't mean that any one of them be your favorite or get treated different.
He's not like he's my favorite, but he's with me on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this,
I mean, because I can point out the rest of them. They got a whole lot of your traits. Either look just like you, act just like you, talk just like you, walk just like you. I mean,
because
they're your children, of course.
They
so.
Supposed to. Shit.
See how you just jump right
I'm
on.
I'm just saying they supposed to. Look like me, act like me. That's a key
But
thing.
It's no favorites.
It's no favorites.
Okay, you can say that, but then you still go put that as favorites on my end?
Mine ain't
how why is it that you want to force a favorite on me? If I'm telling you I don't have a favorite, good, why are you trying to force a favorite on me?
Good guy, bad guy. Only thing it is with me, I got.
See, I'm gonna make sure
one,
that they listen and watch.
I got
this
certain children. I got
at the same time together so that they can see that you said good cop, bad cop.
I got certain children that move. See? Like they supposed to move. Then I got certain ones that don't move how they supposed to move. And it really be the ones that you baby. The ones that you baby like that, they don't move how I need them to move.
When you need them to move that
like
way.
Like Kyra, we bump heads. That's my baby.
And when you bump heads, she ready to bite your neck off.
You got to breed your children like that. So get what? I know she hell in them streets. If anybody was to try out down the streets, that's cool. Oh, boy, she hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See,
you might beat her up.
See how we disagree.
Might beat up, but then you got America, aka Big Foot. America got the hands.
See, now you gonna have everybody running around talking. Oh, Miracle, you think you got them hands?
Nah, she gonna bless
your daddy. Think he
and trust me, she gonna bless you. Keyshawn gonna bless you. Quez gonna bless you. Destiny gonna bless you. Ja gonna bless you. 16 all together now. Mama gonna bless you. And she an extra child.
What about Kyra? It's a few names you ain't
saying. Victoria gonna bless you. Christina gonna bless you.
Look, you can't Montreal do no favorites and give everybody else a name.
Malachi gonna bless you. Tyshawn gonna bless you. Kyrie definitely gonna bless you.
No, you gotta say his I'm gonna say his real name.
K3 gonna bless you. You feel me? See. But see, like how we do our church, we got our church thinking business. You know what I'm saying? They gonna do the average stuff, get in trouble. They'll try. Now all of them will try and take it to that level, but we catch it. One of us catch it, if not both of us. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm definitely going to catch, especially when it comes to anything that I carried and pushed out. Oh, you a piece of me. Oh, I know you. Oh, yes. Yes. I raised you from this to this, and I was there the whole time. Oh, I know every bit. I know how you look, how your nose flare when you lie. I know how you may stutter when you get ready to lie. I know how that you look up and I'm, you know, however it may be. I know every little thing that you go through.
Is one of them give us around 5 minutes? Is one of them.
Which one?
That black Kyrie.
No, he don't give me no rum.
Yes, he do.
Well, he is me and my dad and my uncle all in one that just don't give up. And he go make you stand on your word. And he that big heart and a little body.
The little internet cook.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, he a different, he, that's me. That's a whole, that's another side of me.
But see,
so when you see, because I know for me, when I see me and my children, sometimes, because I know you'll get mad sometimes, like, why you ain't this and that? And I'm like, because that's me all day. Like, how you feel? Because that's how I be feeling. Like,
see, just like everybody be saying, why you don't say nothing to Keyshawn? The fuck can I say to Keyshawn? He doing the same shit his daddy did.
Okay, so you feel the same way then?
He just, and look here.
So when okay, so for now on, look, let me put some stipulations out here while we being recorded.
Trying to have your receipt.
Right, nah. Exactly. So for now on, when they do things that I know that is me, I'm just going to say, hey, that's me, babe. And we're just going to leave it alone?
Bet.
Okay.
Kyrie. Well, Kyrie, you can't mess with Kyrie no more. We can't say nothing to Kyrie.
Because they are, I'm not going to lie. Like, I mean, what do you do, though? Well, you really, you know, it's like, that's me. Can you get mad? Because it's like, I know they shouldn't. Like, some people, that's a liar. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some people that they know they habitual liar.
So what you do
and their child come up lying. Like,
what you do about when you got a child out of 16, we got a couple of them that act exactly like both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Them the ones that's, you'd be like, bro, knock your ass.
But it's different sides. That's what I'm saying. Like, some people just got one child, so they can only see one side, and sometimes that child ain't nothing like them. They may be like the father or the mother, parent, or even the grandparents, you know. But I know with us, having different ones, and I always said I wanted 10 children growing up. I almost made it there. But on my own, you know, once we got married, I surpassed. So be careful what you ask for. But I know for me, having those six different ones, I see six different parts of me. Different parts of my life, you know, one may look like me, and then they start to change, you know, because everybody used to always say Miracle was my twin. Now everybody like, no, Tasia, that's the but one.
Everybody think, huh, Tasia and Miracle twins, so.
And then they also be thinking Kyrie.
Well, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I don't know, you know, but for me, with all of them, I see different parts of me, different shades of my life, you know, being an athletic, being a leader, you know, this one doing the hair, and this one, you know, loving to entertain, and, you know, just different sides. I see that. And so to me, that's the wonderful part of being a parent.
I mean,
you got to see that.
I see it too, but I be questioning. I'm like, bro, they got to be on the mama's side. I'm like, bro, certain children, like, I know for that's for sure. Just all on mine, but that's gonna move in a like certain way, move. like I move. They gonna move like the Sears move. Keyshawn, Quez, Jai, Destiny, Victoria, Montrez. He gonna you Montrez gonna move how he wanna move. You feel what I'm saying?
That's you too, though.
That's me, Christina.
She gonna move how she wanna move.
She gonna move how she wanna move. You feel what I'm saying? But we deal with Quez, and Quez got both out. You feel what I'm saying? But yeah. Shot hell on wheels.
That's why he's the only one that we are going to have together. I'm not doing, you know, another one of us.
Hey, I'm gonna say this.
What?
You gave this nigga.
What?
Gave this bone five. Why I can't have one more?
Don't you do that. Don't you do that.
Like the Bible says,
don't you do that.
And multiply.
Don't, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Don't you start that.
It is what it is.
Don't you start that.
We're going to take a poll. If you want another money, me.
See, they ain't seen Quez yet.
Well, if you know Quez.
No.
Follow him on Instagram. Quez the Great.
Man. No, because I don't need, no, because being a boy already, I don't need no little smart behind mouth little girl. No, I don't even want to talk about parenting no more. I don't even want to talk about children. Fuck them kids.
Oh, Lord, you're going to get a band. Girl.
Monique said it. I love them. But no, fuck the kids you talking about.
God damn, that's even worse. Just come back with a
look.
Keep throwing shot.
Look, when you talk about that, we had already made our mind up. So I don't want to hear. I don't even play like that. Don't even talk like that. Okay, y'all forget 16.
Well,
8 that's in the house right now.
Really, 14. We added on.
Okay, still. They 5 and 6. No, you is tripping. You is tripping. Please talk about something else. Okay. See, I don't even want to talk about parenting. We had some more stuff to talk about parenting. want to talk about parenting no more. I can't even say that because, see, people take it the wrong way.
Right.
You know, but I love my children. I love being a mom. I love, don't be hitting me back talking about, you really said this. No, because anybody know I love them children. Well,
everybody need to get prepared for the summer.
But I just don't want no more.
I was that kid, man.
We got too many other additional children that call me auntie. So, no, I don't know. Mm-mm. Anyway.
I hear you.
Anyway. Yeah. See, you sparked my PTSD. That's what you just did. That was a trigger for me.
Don't go to crying. Don't do all that.
Okay.
Don't do all that.
Mm-mm. You had somebody else call it back talking about your PTSD. Because everybody don't have it.
So y'all say, well, you know, that was a couple of shows ago.
Now I do think a lot of people do have PTSD.
I think I got it and just don't know it.
Well, no, you do.
I know
but
it,
you
but
got some other
so why I can't go get checked up like everybody else?
You just got put into work.
I can't go to the crazy house.
No, see, they're gonna look at you and be like, no, you don't have PTSD. You just crazy.
He just a grader, baby.
You just don't care.
Right.
So just don't care about this check that you ain't finna get either.
Don't worry about it.
Because you ain't gonna get it. They not finna get it to you yet. Nah. They'll say, not that one. Anyway.
Right.
So we have some, it is Mental Health Month.
But trying to say on mental health?
You know, but during Mental Health Month, they do say, you know, if you know someone, you know, reach out to them.
Right. That's why I called your mom, my mom, and your...
See, you was reaching out for help.
No, I was reaching out for giving them help.
You was reaching out for help. Okay. Right. Let me go ahead and admit you might just get that check.
I know you'll help me get it if I need it.
Heck yeah. We need some more income. We need another source of income in the house.
We are called security jobs.
Yeah, if anybody want to work, the June 12th through 19th?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
My job is hiring CSS security.
Yep. In Manchester, Tennessee at the Bonnaroo. $15 an hour. So them PPP checks and ERCs and, you know, EIDLs and all that stuff. I know them done ran out. It's they call and talking about the payment. So, you know, this $15 a week is camping staff.
$15
an hour. I'm sorry. Right. So
we need 200 people.
Yeah, come on, get that money.
Transportation provided.
Yep. Three meals a day too.
Right. You get a cot. I advise you to bring your own tent.
But they got a big tent for you. Details provided. Just hit us up. You already know.
But yeah, other than that, man, I stopped watching the news.
Man.
I'm getting tired of hearing about killings and
still the youth, killing the youth. It kinda died down just a little bit, and Lord Jesus, please be wood.
But it's about to be a crazy
oh. Yeah. We need some things to go on to bring us together and have fun.
Well, if you do it, if anybody have a youth between the age of 5 and 12, Atlanta Junior Falcons are kicking back up. We're going to start off conditioning maybe next weekend, but just DM me or call me if you don't have my number. Go to my social media. You can get in contact with
me. Yeah, and it also cheerleaders from 5 to 14. Oh, yes, sir. You know, we always got something going on.
Got to everybody say.
And looking at all them late time tax filers, I still got you. I got you. Come and give me a call. But yeah, no, I do want to hit on some stuff with these parenting because it was just Mother's Day. And, you know, we get a lot of them mothers that, you know, put it down for their children, you know, and it's hard. It's hard. It's not easy. I want to give a shout out to all them single moms, them widowed moms, you know, just the foster moms, the stepmoms, the
shout out to all my church mother,
the stand-in moms, the grandmoms, yeah. All that, you know, and not being funny, but that's only a shout out to the ones that's in their life. If you a mom and you ain't talked to your children in a year or 6 months or whatever, I wasn't talking to you. Not being funny.
We know.
Not being
you
funny.
You don't even watch it, so we know you.
I'm not just talking about her.
Yeah, it's a lot of them.
But just them in general. I'm not being funny, but I'm just saying how it is, because how you think that you go get a happy Mother's Day just because you pushed out a child, but somebody else taking care of that child. No, I'm going to say happy Mother's Day to the one that's taking care of
them. And see, you know what? That's what I just want to get everybody's thoughts on this. I got two moms, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And
well, you got three, including mine, too.
Right.
And I'm bringing
well, my godmom, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, I was, you know how everybody be talking about dear mama, dear mama, dear mama, and all them songs and stuff. I be feeling crazy because I can't say that to my real mom. You know what I'm saying? I've been with my dad.
What would you say to your real mom? I don't want to cut you off on your thought, though. I mean, I want you to finish that, but what would you say? You know, because we're talking about parenting, and it's not talking about bashing her or nothing like that, because, you know, when people go through stuff, they respond different, you know, and nobody want to have nothing thrown up in their face
not,
later on.
You know what? It's not bashing her, but, you know, I keep 100 with everybody. You feel what I'm saying? I love my mom, but it's like certain things. I don't think she can tell me what to do because you don't even know me. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I do get sometimes where, like Mother's Day, I be wanting to post my mama, but then I can't because, baby, you ain't raised me. So I got to post the one that know me. And it's not no competition, but I be dealing with it. It be kind of hard.
Yeah, and I know that at times I've seen your biological mom, she would act a little jealous, you know. If you say too much about your other mom, then it's like, okay, well, what about me, you know?
But see, I got one. Hey.
Give credit where credit's due.
I got to get for real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? My mama Janice, that's my mother. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like I was in a messed up family or nothing like that. I just chose to do what I wanted to do.
You were rebelling because, and I'm not trying, like, I'm no therapist or nothing, because I ain't go to school for that. But you know, I believe that you were just rebelling as a child, which a lot of children do when there's some type of traumatic event, you know, which is PTSD in certain, that can lead to PTSD, but it's some type of traumatic event that as a child, you don't know how to deal with. So misbehaving is the only thing that you know, like, forget it. I know this either going to make them mad, they're going to pay attention and they're going to see this. They go see that I did this. You know, they go see that I don't care or whatever. And it's like, you just start to act out. And I think that in your case, that's what you did then. Because you didn't have no reason. From everything that I hear from everybody knew you as Bug, to everybody knew you as Monty, to everybody knew you as Money, you know what I'm saying? Trez and everything. It's like, they all will say, you didn't have to be over there in Boyne Homes. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't have to be in Harrison. I didn't have to be in Pittsburgh. I didn't have to choose. I didn't right.
You didn't have to be in all those places.
But once I left the house, it was like, because
you jumped off the porch and kept on going.
I jumped off early because I wanted to. My mom and my daddy did not push me away. I left.
Okay, so as a parent, what do you think that your parents could have or should have, or what did you really want them to do? Or is there anything that they could have done?
Leave me the hell alone. That's what they could have done.
But we your parents, as parents, the last thing we're going to do is leave you alone, because we got to let you know that we here for you, that you're not alone.
Right.
We want you to know that. So
I think I left the house.
We only going to leave you alone when we don't care. Okay, let them do whatever. Excuse my language.
I think that was during the time my mama Jane, she was getting into the church. You know what I'm saying? Real deep. And she used to be like, everybody got to go to church and all this. So, you know, we'll go sing in the choir with that kind of stuff. Shout out to Big Miller Grove Baptist Church. But I had got a tattoo. I don't even remember because I got so many. I had got a tattoo. She was like, well, you're not going to have these tattoos in my house.
And that was the last, that's when you left?
Oh, yeah? We'll holler at you.
And look at you.
Huh?
Just tatted up from head to ankle.
I mean, but I'm not bothering nobody. This is my body. I got to deal with this with
big so, God. I mean, I'm just, you know, is this another way of being rebellious or anything since you did it then?
I'm still doing it. So how is that? I like ink. I like tattoos.
You couldn't wait then? I'm just trying to see, you know.
No, I got it. If it's not your, watch this. If it's not your money, if it's not your body, leave it alone.
It just don't always work like that. As parents, it don't.
Man, please.
As parents, we hear that, you know, you're supposed to wait until
you stop
older, to your body.
Do you stop our children
yes,
getting tattooed?
Quiet. Huh? We talking about you and your parents. But, I mean, no, even with that, I did make them wait. And it was, you made a lot of peer pressure. It's hard when one parent saying this and the other parent saying that. So now you want to, see, he said it earlier, the good and bad one. See? That ain't right. See, I'm going to tell you now, parenting 101, you don't do that. It's no good parent, bad parent, okay? And you don't intentionally make the other parent the bad parent, especially if that's been the best parent and the only parent.
Tell me again, how can I say no? No, you can't get no tattoo.
It's not that just saying no. It's you need to wait until you're 18. You need to wait until...
Man, my mom told me, Janice would have told me that, guys. You see what happened? So I'd rather me know that they getting them than...
Okay, so I'm asking another question then. Because I know we both very honest with our children. And sometimes that honesty comes back and bites you in the behind. Because I've had more than one of my children come and say, and before I even say it, it was not in the same context of talking back. Because they would have, they know they would have got popped in the mouth. They always say it with a laugh. But I have had more than one. Matter of fact, all six, including the six-year-old, bring something that I have done back and said it to me. Like, well, you did this. Well, you know, and look at you. Even just the other day, matter of fact, Kyrie said it. Oh, well, you went to night school. You know, and you didn't, no, matter of fact, no, Tyshawn said the night school, Kyrie said something. They all do it. What are your thoughts on that as far as being honest and letting your child know, okay, yes, I went to night school because I did not do right. I was acting up, but I went to night school and I bust my behind to make sure I graduate and blah, 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 you know, trying to show them, or even you saying, yeah, I went to prison, but this and that, you know,
but
is that
know
too
I,
much?
No, hell no. Nah, I want my children to know what the hell we went through.
But then they throw it back in your face sometimes.
Right, because Montrez Jr., I'm going to tell you something. My little boy, I ain't even going to say little boy. That's a grown-ass man. That boy he said all the time, he said, Dad, when you tell us your mistakes, or what you did, if we don't know that you excelled at it, we not gonna try it. His grandma throw it up him, but we know you better not be doing no credit card fraud. Cause I remember your dad the first charge with credit card fraud, so he stopped. So he took what he heard that I did, and he just stopped. Keyshawn, he ain't gonna stop.
See, this is what I'm saying.
He just got him.
See, this is what I'm saying. That's why I'm over here looking like, okay, he did, but because I can already see, like, I mean.
But see, you got, see, some of them just, if you let that person become himself, you got to let Keyshawn, yeah.
But where it has to be, I know it's a limit, and I know as parents, when you do it for the first time, it's your first time being a parent. It don't matter, you know, whenever you have a child, it's your first time. It's your first time having a 1-year-old. It's your first time having a 20-year-old. It's your first time having a 35-year-old. You know, whatever age they become, it's your first time being a parent of a child that age, or an adult or a person that age. So you don't know how or what to do. You can try to mimic your parents. Sometimes that works, sometimes it don't. You can try to do the opposite of your parents. You know, you can try to give them what you didn't have. And a lot of times we see it messes the children up.
I mean, it do. That's just like with me having so many damn children. Yeah, I got a lot of them. But I love them all. But I had to learn how to deal with my child. I got to learn me, and I still to this day, they different people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you would think I got all fucking boys.
The way you treat them, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But my girl's hard.
Because, and that's what even, you know, we keep them 100. That's what even we discuss as well.
Right.
You can't treat every child the same, though. You can't treat, as far as treating them all, because, yes, you have girls and you have boys. You got some boys that's tougher than some, you know. You got a boy that's tougher than some of the girls, and a girl that's weaker than, you know, whatever. You got them all mixed up. So,
right.
I mean, I'm not just talking about you. I'm just talking about in general.
I'm talking about me today.
And I see. But, you know, just in general, it's different type of people, so you have to treat them different. You can't treat your children all the same. I can't treat all six of mine the same, because they're different. They're going to respond different.
Can somebody assist me because of the fact I got one child, bro?
I try to.
No, and I know you do, baby, but I'm just saying. It'd be kind of hard because you know how I feel. I ain't trying to put you in that predicament. You feel what I'm saying?
I mean, yes, but it, you know, when it comes to parenting, and especially when it's two parents, either it doesn't matter if it's in the same home or not, if it's co-parenting, you know, in separate homes, or, you know, it can be separate homes, states, all that, but or together, whichever way, there has to be communication between the parents. You know, and even more so you're co-parenting in two different homes.
You know the case I'm talking about. You need somebody. Now one of my children is with their mama because there's only one.
No, I mean, I'm just saying in general. You know, you have to have communication. Now, don't get me wrong. Parenting, and I know I'll probably get a few phone calls and messages and DMs and all that saying something, you know, about this comment, but I don't believe, as far as just because we have children, you're supposed to do things to take care of me. You don't have to pay for my lights. You can give me something to put on it. You know what I mean? You can do something, but your job is to be a parent and take care of that child's needs. Because if you're buying clothes, shoes, bringing some food by for the child or something, that saves me where I can pay my light bill. I don't need you to pay my light bill.
Right.
You do for this child so that I can go ahead and do the rest that I'm supposed to do. So I don't believe that as a, you know, an absent parent, that parent has to still, in my opinion, do relationship stuff. Matter of fact, speaking of, it was a post that one of my high school, when somebody went to high school with, it was a post she put saying about, Mother's Day gifts, can your man give, or is it okay for your man to give his baby mom a gift for Mother's Day? One that is within that child's budget. I mean, that's how I feel, because no, you're not finna get none of your baby mamas and none of that no gifts.
Right.
No, and you know, no, and but no, the response I got was
only a couple of them might get a happy Mother's Day for me.
But the response I got was more so as far as with the, you know, the child's budget and them not being able to work. No, what it is if I have a 5-year-old child, that 5-year-old cannot afford. I don't care if I gave them a $5 allowance; they can't afford to get that mama no $100 necklace. No, they might be able to go and get one of them $29 ones that's on sale that say "Mom." You know what I'm saying? Now, but it's something should be within that child's budget. My husband or my man, you know, in this case, my husband is not finna go get, I don't care, no other woman, no expensive gift or nothing, you know, real time. I don't care. you can put something on it. You not finna put in over $50 or nothing. Well, why?
You getting too much. I ain't putting shit.
I mean, but I'm just saying, you not finna do all that. So, and why should you? A good happy Mother's Day and having no problems
for real,
with the whole parenting and all that is good enough.
I don't think I got none, but if like they call me about the lights or something. Now, if you show me proof it's in my child's name, I might do it because I don't want you to
don't
fuck
don't
up.
You do that because you know a lot of them already doing that anyway. Not your baby.
Why hell I'm just saying.
They already putting them in them children's names. See, look, fix your child credit.
But I ain't gonna lie. Ain't even gonna call which, but I had one had some cable in my name one day. Try to get Comcast. Them folks talking about you got cable in whatever part of Georgia they was in. I ain't gonna say it because you're Nah, we stopping all that.
But see, that was your name.
Yeah,
they were still just reaping your benefits. Because they knew you probably, wherever you was going, you probably wasn't finna get it in your name at that point. They already knew, so let me go on and use this. You probably should have checked. You probably with some phones and all type of other stuff in your name.
Not by that one. Another one did.
See, yeah. Mm-mm. But I don't, to me, well, just speaking on the Mother's Day or even Father's Day, because the thing would be, is like, is that okay? And it's nothing about being insecure or anything. It's about respect. Like, why should I'm just going to say, well, just like with you, okay, you got multiple baby mamas. So on Mother's Day, you supposed to come home with all these gifts like it's dang on Christmas, and I'm getting one of them. I'm only getting one thing.
Shitting me.
And the rest of them going to all the rest of them. Hell no. You know what I mean? Not being for no.
One thing about them children mothers that I got, they know better.
But then it'd be that one that, oh, see, he still love me, girl. He give me a gift every Mother's Day. Girl, Christmas too.
Like I said.
You might as well, if that's the case, if it's okay for him to give a gift on Mother's Day, he might as well give it to her on birthday, on Christmas, on Valentine's Day for the old love that they used to have, all that.
The fuck?
If it's okay for your man to give another woman
a gift
any time of the year.
Give her one of your funeral because that shit dead to me.
Any time of the year, you might as well give her a gift all the other time, too.
Nah.
I used to love you, baby. Here's a Valentine's gift.
Nah. That's stupid.
You still a good mom, so here's a Valentine's gift. No, I'm going to be a good father. That's all I need. I don't need no gifts for mom. Well, I mean, I ain't got no bunch of baby daddies or nothing anyway, but I don't need gifts for all these mothers. So happy Mother's Day for being my baby mom.
It'd be hard for me to give my real mama something for Mother's Day. You feel me? It'd be real hard.
But you do it.
Yeah, because I ain't no evil person, bro. I get it, so you know some new shit for me.
I mean, I feel like no matter what, a child will always love their parent. And real talk, it bothers me a little bit because I know with the two that we have, I know that when they get older, they go run to their mom just like she has been there. And, you know, I try not to talk bad about her. You know, they acted, my mommy call? No, baby, she ain't call. Can we call? Okay, we call, and she don't answer, and she don't call back. You know, I mean, it's like, I know that they're dealing with this now, but I know because I've seen it so many times with friends growing up that later on, they be right there, just like that's the best parent ever. Like that parent has been there their entire life.
Well, I didn't do that.
You know what I'm saying? But no, you didn't do that. I mean, I'm going to say, one, you're a guy, so slightly, you know, because that tougher exterior. But still, you still yearn for that relationship because certain things that go on, she could say something and that completely hurts your feelings. And, you know, even though if you didn't care, you'd be if it was just like anybody else, you'd be gonna cut her off and say, you know, you ain't worried about her, you know, all that and don't talk to her no more. But because that is your mom, and no matter what, you're always wanting a relationship with your mom or from your mom, just a love from her. You are always going to be receptive to her at least saying she want to come back, saying that she want to have this relationship, saying it, and it's like, okay, you're going to live on that hope. And then even if in some cases, they still be out there messing up. You know, and it's like still.
Nah, see, my mom.
You still try because that's your parent, your mother or your father.
One thing about, let me tell you something, she ain't got to do a damn thing for me.
But when she don't,
look out
make you feel some type of way, though.
Look out for your grandchildren.
I mean, now, yes, I can say, you ain't got to do it for me, do it for them.
You ain't got to do nothing.
But if she don't do it and she do it for your other siblings, it make you feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just because it's like, you are my mom.
I was going up out of there before anybody. You feel what I'm saying?
And I know for you, that's a different type of, you know, hurt, pain and all that, because that's something that you had to deal with.
Now, I ain't got no hard feeling, but I just need to know why.
Right. And you may never get them whys.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying as a parent.
So until I get a why, you won't never get that affection. You know what I'm saying? You won't emote. You won't get that.
I mean, see, but
I always keep my guard up.
That goes back to how I was saying, as far as when you know that you were the one that did something wrong, you don't want to see it thrown in your face. All you're going to do is, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. Let's get off of me. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. Yep. Okay. Oh, I don't remember me not being there. Oh, I don't remember not being no food. Oh, I don't remember you seeing me getting my butt beat. Oh, I don't, you know, it's like, oh, okay, I don't remember and all that. Really, because I don't want to remember it. I don't want you to tell me about that, because I don't want to remember. So I wish you didn't remember. This is really what they saying, though. Please don't bring that up, because I don't even want to remember that. I'm changed now. I'm trying to change. But if you keep on, it's going to draw me back to that same lifestyle, because I know I was fucked up.
I mean, that's true. But then shit is like, I can sit in the middle. We can bring both my mamas up here right now. And you can put one on one side and the other on one side. And you can have anybody ask any question about me. Who you think?
I already know it's not going to be your biological. And the things that she say, it would be what she possibly heard or think or something. But Mama Janice go know you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she know you. It's just like the conversation we had about three.
What?
Mama Belinda may not know that. Mama Janice like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I ain't even know she knew. But that's a real mother.
Right. I mean, that's the whole thing. So
even on Mother's Day, man, my mom pissed me off so bad, bro.
He is so extra. Oh my God. Oh my God, he's so extra. You are really extra. And I'm glad you brought it up. She made him mad because she said, is that a sticker? She how old?
She up though.
Okay. So she said, is that a sticker? This man left. Y'all ain't want to talk all this, about to just get upset and leave on Mother's Day because she said, is that a sticker? That pissed you off that bad.
Bro, yeah.
I should have known you was going to bring that up. Because you petty like that. So
bro. Bro, now everybody know this. You know me. Again, this is why I left out the house.
She just didn't know.
I'm 42 years old.
She don't know.
Who walk around with stickers?
Because
who the hell walk around with stickers on their face? You really just tried.
Some girls do some. I don't know.
I'm not a damn girl.
They do henna tattoos, all type of stuff.
Nothing on me is henna. This is for real.
She didn't know.
But is there a sticker on your face?
But it shouldn't have got you so mad when you leave.
That's why I was going to leave anyway. That just made me leave two minutes early.
Okay, but still. You still didn't have to get mad.
She be trying me, bro. My mom be trying me, bro. I love her, but she just be trying me. Oh, is that a stick on your face? Bro, you just trying like I'm one of these little suckers out here, bro. No, you're not finna try my pimping.
See,
like
he's
that.
So extra.
You're not gonna try my pimping like that, Jamie.
But it wasn't that bad. So as a parent, what should she have said, since she don't know what that is on the side of your face?
She always, what's that on your face? That's all. Is that a sticker? Gooch, you know? No damn sticker. I ain't arguing. Hey, mama, gotta go. I'm not. See
that
later.
Ain't how you said it. Hey, mama, know
hey,
that.
You gotta go. See you later.
That ain't how you said it on Mother's Day.
But that's how she got.
See, as a parent, how would you feel when your child try you, because trust me, they gonna try you. They gonna come at you the same way, because everything, my mama told me this, so I'm telling you, everything that you did to your parents, your children coming back with you, and you got 16.
And they do. They do now.
So the same way that she reacted, being still loving and caring, oh boy, what? Calm down. All right, love you. So you need to be the same way with your children.
Let me ask one of my Keyshawn, they'll stick on your face. He gonna react just like I react. For real, one of my girls, they gonna react just like that.
Nope, one of your girls would say, no, it ain't no sticker. Keyshawn, yeah, you would say Keyshawn first, because he would be the one that's gonna look at you crazy, because he talks and responds just like you. See, don't even go to Quez.
Destiny. Quez, all of them.
Destiny would not, nope.
Kyra.
Nope. They would Miracle. Just say no. They probably would laugh and no. But they would not get upset and do all what you do, because you go from 0 to 100 real quick. They made that song for you. Mm-hmm. Can't even say nothing. Just Bruh. Don't even, just change the subject. Don't even say nothing. Because I'm right.
Why the hell?
Like when we have a disagreement, you say you're right, baby. Just going to say you're right,
baby. You ask your 42-year-old son that got 1,000,000 tattoos, is this a sticker on my face?
She don't know about
Dermis. Man, my mom know about
that
stuff.
Boy, you, man, excuse me, sorry about that, but you get upset because a person will look at the Mustang too long.
The fuck? Yeah, I don't know what's in your mind.
They don't know about it. They ain't seen it, but at the same time, nigga, like, my, you can't get my, one of you. You know, all this
person stuff. Could be trying to plot against you. You know the world we living in.
You don't have to take everything from 0 to 100 all the time.
Well, you can go to 50. 100 be 99.
99.999.
Right.
And all they got to do is give you a crazy look, and that is already there. So, no, that's 0 to 100.
Hey.
You can at least go to 50. Just try 50.
And you can say, y'all can say that. But guess who I get it from?
Can we do another on-air deal? Can for now on, when you start to do that, I say, hey, babe, 50? 50? And you can just go on and tone it down?
Fuck hell no! I got to get my point across.
why we can't do another?
Man, just like,
cause I need some receipts now.
All right, we'll do it.
Oh yes,
we'll do it.
50. All I got to do is say 50, and you go tone it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, as soon as he don't, y'all, I'm gonna come back. Cause y'all go no. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to let him go ahead and tell y'all about it, because that's what he going to do. He going to come back, and he going to say, this is what happened, because, you know, when something bothered him, right. He get it up off his chest. I had stuff that been bothering me for a while, and I still ain't said nothing.
See, like you tell me, why you hold it in? You got to let it out.
That is true, huh?
Yeah.
So let me see. So what's been bothering me? Let me go on and get it out before we have to go on and say deuces to y'all. We talked about fake people in the past, and, you know, I let that whole thing go. But another type of fake people that I've had to deal with, just because we talking about stuff to get it off my chest, since he do it every other week. People that they have their own ulterior motives, and they intentionally lie and try to, you know, infiltrate for reasons I don't know. You know, I was always told that, you know, it'd be the God in you, you know, that's it. But I have a problem with those type of people. Those type of people that, you know, they act like they 100. They, because they've been around people that's 100, you know, and that's real. So they got some of the juice. They know a little bit about it that they can go ahead and portray it for a little bit of time, you know. I had to deal with a situation with someone like that. I didn't even know him. But, you know, for some reason, they wanted to put my name in their mouth and say that I said some stuff when I know I didn't. But if anybody said something... it'd be this motherfucker right here. So I'm still not understanding, which he ain't say nothing either, but I'm still not understanding, like, why you want to put it on me?
I know. You know why?
I don't know. What is it about me to make you want to sit there and try to knock me out? Because really, the only thing you doing is blessing, is knocking that person blessing, because I ain't never got nothing out the deal. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what?
It was always, you know, just me being me, and, you know, so I don't know. That's my bone to pick.
Okay.
Is these fake behind people?
We'll do it like this. In that situation, them folks was fake as fuck anyway. You feel what I'm saying? In that situation, you're right. And I don't, you know, I tell you, unless you catch me and hit me yourself, but I know, I ain't do it. You know, that's what I tell them children. I don't think it was you anyway. I think it was me. They just didn't know how to come at me because it was going to be guns blazing.
But you didn't even say anything to that extent. I mean, because I remember what was said, but it wasn't even about that,
You know how they say you take the good?
They switched it. And put other names.
They say you take the good out of every bad situation?
Mm-hmm.
Look at us now. We at Ebbets.
Right. That's the only thing that, you know, I got to say, like, it is a good to everything in the long run. But that still was something that I hadn't spoke on. I had not spoke on in a minute. But yeah, I just wanted to throw mine in there, since you always throw yours in there every other week, and we just talk about yours, so I'm just throwing mine up in there. So yeah, I finally spoke on it. But yeah, baby, I just hope you find out the truth. And you know, hey, you lost a good one, but I hope they was worth it, and they, you know.
Right. Know how I say.
Because I loves you. But
no love lost, but
you know what I mean?
Glad that happened. We're in a better situation.
Hey, you live and you learn. And
right.
I was used like that before one time. I did. I was used where someone that I thought was my friend had me turn on someone that was my friend. And the thing was, when they did that, something in me was like, okay, no, it's not right. But then at the same time, it was like, okay, still, you know what I mean? I don't know if it was, I mean, I was young though, so that was my excuse anyway. Like, that was kid stuff, and so that's what you do then. Because it was just high school, but that was the only time, like, I did allow someone else to get in my head or whatever and have me stop talking to someone or believe in something hearsay and stop talking to someone. And I stopped talking to them for some years. And it actually was more recently, in the past couple of years, that I reconnected with that person. And I'm glad that I did, because afterwards I realized that, dang, you was no good. It took me, you know what I'm saying, all this to find out that you was no good and never for me. And it was like, I lost all this, you know, but it was like God was meant to be is meant to be. That's why I still don't never talk no negative, because whatever meant to be, and that's just me, you know, but for here and now, we good.
Just before we get off this, I just want to let everybody know, man, this Ebb and Vision movement can't be duplicated.
No.
You're not hearing it from nobody.
You can try to copy all you want.
All right, you can copy anything.
An original is worth more, you know. So you would actually do better by being authentic. Stop trying to take from somebody else, because that's just because you see what got them there, you know, is not necessarily going to get you there.
And they got to understand, this is a family movement. You only might want to just see me on the podcast, because one phone call, it's all, I'm with whatever my people with, and that's my brother. So you have a good day. If you're down with us, you're down with us. If you're not,
like, subscribe.
Fuck you.
Now, would you say if you broke, go do what? Okay, uh-huh. We'll go on that note. See y'all later. All right, y'all. 3, 2, 1.